Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the AfriNuke podcast. How have you been? It's been quite a while here, and I hope that you are excited as much as I am to listen and also to interact on different issues about nuclear technology. Welcome to today's episode of the AfriNuke podcast. This is going to be a bonus episode that will talk about different types of nuclear power plant. My name is Mbazo Jeremiah, your host on AfriNuke podcast. This podcast is about nuclear technology using the African voice. And on today's episode, we are talking about nuclear power plant types or classifications. So, what are nuclear power plants in the first place? Nuclear power plant is simply a device that is used to convert nuclear energy to electrical energy. A lot of details in it, but let me not bore you with that. And they are classified according to the fuel type, the moderator type, the enrichment level, the neutron speed, and even the generation in which they were designed or built. But for today's episode, we are going to be considering just three of this kind of classification type. And a little bit of note there, there might be some overlap in these classifications. So, why are we considering this topic of classifications? It's very important for us to see how nuclear power plants are classified so that we can appreciate how nuclear technology has evolved over the decades and over the years. And perhaps it could also inform decisions or market preferences of the kind of technology type that maybe a company or a government might want to get energy rich or energy independent. Nuclear technology has come a long way from 1950s and even projecting into the futures, and it's a very viable way of getting energy dense, clean, and reliable electricity. So, whether you are a student or you are just an enthusiast for energy, or you are just curious about energy or nuclear energy, just relax as we unpack this interesting aspect of nuclear technology. So, first, we are going to talk about the classifications of nuclear power plants. And on the upcoming series, I consider this like a bonus or educational series. You will be giving me suggestions on topics of interest that we'll be talking about using the African voice. So first, let's talk about the classifications of nuclear power plant types. According to the fuel type, nuclear power plants operate using fuel, and the fuel is what produces neutrons. And those fuel are of different types. We have uranium fuel, and this uranium comes at different enrichment levels. From the natural enrichment level, which is 0.7%, the enrichment level is just the amount of uranium-235, which is the fissile element in the uranium or in the natural uranium that is in that amount of uranium you have. So the enrichment level ranges from 0.7% up to 90%, which is the weapons grade. And in between, you can have some for research reactors and other application purposes. Next is the mixed oxide fuel reactors, or the MOX reactors, which is a mixture of uranium and plutonium oxides that are obtained from some level of some steps or the stages of reprocessing. And this kind of reactor also offers the special feature of being able to reduce the amount of waste that is produced. Some of you may know that one of the challenges in the nuclear industry is waste management, or the waste that they generate. They are considered radioactive, or maybe having long-lived or long half-life elements are contained in them. Technology is evolving, and research is really strongly going on to deal with these challenges. Next is the thorium fueled reactors. This is still under development, and there is abundant amount of thorium, as people have actually revealed in researches and also from explorations. We have a lot of them, even considered to be more abundant than uranium, having quite a lot of them in India. And the isotope of thorium that is used in this kind of reactor is the thorium-235, which is the fertile thorium, and is converted, is transmuted to uranium-23, which is another isotope of uranium, which is the fissile element that is now used as a fuel, offering the advantage of safety and reduced amount of waste and several other kind of advantages. I'll be having some references at the end of this talk, so you can delve deeper to know more about the different types of reactors and their classifications that exist, and also those that are being envisaged for the future. Next, reactors are categorized by moderator, but we want to talk about the moderators that are being used to slow down neutrons, which affects the neutron fission process. The first type of reactor in this category is the light water reactor, They use ordinary water, just like I have here in this cup of water, Consider me like a nuclear reactor. I'm taking some water to cool down and moderate my, should I say, homeostatic process in my body, So, I'm not a reactor, by the way. So, light water reactors use water to moderate the neutrons that are produced by the fuel, and the water is also used as a coolant as well. So, and the type of reactor in this that are classified as light water reactors are pressurized water reactors and boiling water reactors. And these two type of reactor, we are going to talk about them later. There are quite a lot of them in the market today, and they are operational and doing very, very well. Next is the heavy water reactor. This uses heavy water or deuterium as coolant in the reactor, and because of being heavy, it enables the fuel to be able to be used without being much enriched. The kind of reactor in this category is the CANDU reactor, which is a Canadian type of reactor. If you want to know more about this reactor, you can look at the references. They are quite unique and very, very robust in their designs and features that they offer. Another type is the graphite moderated reactor, which is like the type that was used to build the RBMK, the Chernobyl reactor, and then the Magnox, which was which is designed in the UK. So this type of reactor use graphite or carbon as moderators. So, and they are quite unique and very, very effective in their function. So the Magnox reactor, they are use graphite as moderators. Then the next one is the fast neutron reactor. Just as the name implies, they use fast neutrons that are not moderated. The previous ones are moderated. They have the neutrons slowed down from when they are produced. So these reactors have fast neutrons and they can be used to transmute uranium to plutonium, which is a weapons material. But proliferations and a lot of treaties from international organizations will have to put their eyes on you to be sure that you don't go against the treaties and agreements. Okay, so fast neutron reactors use fast neutrons, just as the name implies, and they are not moderated. An example of them is the sodium cooled fast reactors and several other ones that are in the market. Okay, so just like I said before, the two most important and common type of reactor designs that are in the market today are the pressurized water reactors and the boiling water reactors. Just like you have for the pressurized water reactors, just like you have a pressure cooker, okay? So the pressure does not allow the water to boil, but you know, the pressure cooker is thicker than your normal pot, okay? And it has some other features that you don't have from. So coming to the reactor side, you have a pressurizer that keeps the water in a particular pressurized state, some like 2900 or thereabouts PSI pressure, operating pressure. Okay, so you have them operating at this physical condition that enables them to produce steam and passed to the secondary side. So the special features of this is that secondary side is separated from the primary side and there is no much release of radioactivity to the secondary side because the steam that goes to the steam generator is separated from the primary side. So that's a very good feature of pressurized water reactors. And they are a bit more complex, but they are very, very robust and have less radioactive material release to the secondary side. So examples of these are Westinghouse designs, and a lot of vendor countries have this pressurized water reactors as their design type or product. Okay, so some like the GE, Hitachi, and they have the Korean designs, the APR-14 and the OPR designs, the Chinese designs, like the CAP designs, and several other ones, the EPRs, they are all pressurized water reactors. Next one in this category is the boiling water reactor. This kind of reactor allows you to boil the water, as against the pressurized one that you don't boil. Okay, so the water boils and then the steam generator is right on top of the boiling water to get the steam from it. Okay, so you have the downside of having radioactive exposure to the secondary side in this case. But boiling water reactors are a bit more efficient in that you get more, the steam you obtain from it is a bit of higher quality, and okay, the hotter the steam, the higher the efficiency. Okay, so but you can have other maybe secondary, like reheating and other secondary stuffs to improve for the pressurizer, but at the production level, this boiling water reactor is a bit more efficient. Okay, and then you have that it's a bit more simple because you just have your pot boiling and then you get the steam to turn your turbine. Okay, and examples of these as these vendor countries that produce boiling water reactors are the GE designs, and then you have the Kajiwazaki Kariwa nuclear power plant site operates the advanced boiling water reactors. And it is observed that a lot of the Japanese reactors are boiling water reactors, and you have a lot of boiling water reactors operating in this clime. Okay, so nuclear reactors have evolved over time and they are categorized into generation 1 to 4. Okay, So, as I said before, generation reactors started getting produced for commercial electricity production from the 1950s. Okay, so for generation one, we have reactors produced from 1950s to 1960s. And examples of these are the Shipping Port and the Magnox reactors. Shipping Port is a US design, and you also have the Obinisk, in the which is a Russian design. Okay, and then you have some experimental reactors as well. And some of these reactors are also used in submarines to power aircraft carriers and some and stuffs like that as well. So yeah, next is the generation two reactors, which were produced or designed from the 1970s to 1990s. Some of these reactors are actually currently under operation, and some of them are just at the beginning stage of getting decommissioned, like the Korean reactors and some other ones in Russia have been decommissioned recently. And that tells you how long these reactors operate. But the special features we want to talk about them today is that as the generations proceed, the features get more improved, they get safer, they get more robust, more resistant to accidents, and a lot of the components are modernized and evolutionary. Okay, so for the generation two reactors, the pressurized water reactors and boiling water reactors and the CANDU reactors come in this generation. They have improved safety. Okay, so but unfortunately we had an event that happened in this generation, which is the Three Mile Island accident and the Chernobyl accident. Okay, so but the good thing is that the industry keeps learning from this events or accidents and improve the ones that are coming, thereby making for a very robust and good time. Okay, so we are safer than we were before. No reason to fear. Just embrace nuclear. Okay, next is the generation 3 reactors, which were built and designed in the 1990s to 2010s. Okay, so these have enhanced safety, like the passive safety features, where you don't have to have an active or maybe having something to operate actively to maybe shut down the system when there is an incident or an accident. So you have a passive safety system where you just have maybe things flowing by gravity and stuff like that, okay, to control the reactor both in normal operating conditions and accident conditions. Examples of these are just these new reactors. Some of them are already operational now, some of them are like, it's kind of an overlap of the classifications of generation 3 and the next one I'm going to talk about. But the ones that come as this in this generation is the like the AP1000, which is the US design, has been built in two sites in US, although having some issues of costs and stuffs like that. So and it has also been constructed in China in the Sanmen nuclear power plant site. And then we also have the European design, the EPR, and the ABWR, which is the Advanced Boiling Water Reactor. Next is the Generation 3 Plus, which is the current design and the ones that are being constructed, like the one at UAE, at the Baraka Nuclear Power Plant site, is a Generation 3 Plus. Okay, so they are safer and they are more efficient. Okay, so we have like the Hualong One, the VVR 1200, and several other vendor designs that are currently operational, offering clean energy. Okay, the next one is the one that we are looking forward in the future, like in the early 2030s. Some very, very exciting things are in the offing. Okay, I can't wait really to see them operational. Some of these reactors promise to just have once refueling. Okay, and it can last for like 30 years before you can, and some of them can burn wastes. Some of them you can just order for them using maybe a trailer or a container and stuff like that. They are really, I can't really wait for this time. It's really futuristic. And the generation 4 reactors And then you also have the traveling wave reactors and several other ones that are like conceptual. But for now, some vendor countries are really talking. Okay, I'm not here to advertise them, but there are quite a lot of them now. Like, I can count like 10, okay, that are looking at bringing really nice things that we can't resist in the industry and also for the different countries that need them in different operating conditions. Okay, so they're a bit more sustainable, they reduce waste, and they are proliferation resistant. Okay, so some of the examples are the molten salt reactors, the sodium fast reactors, okay, the high temperature gas cooled reactors like we have recently, I think last year, that has already been commissioned in China. So you can imagine some people are already living in the future that we are hoping for. Okay, so I hope that you have been able to get some things about the different classifications of nuclear power plants. So if you love what you hear, please like, share, and continue to interact at the comment section. And stay curious, and let's continue to build and hope for an atomic powered future. Thank you very much. Have a great time. And bye-bye.